Enoch's call raises the possibility of repentance. Moses 6:47, 50-68. Book of Moses Insight, number 11. In the book of Moses, Enoch's reading of the Book of Remembrance puts the people in great fear. Quote, "And as Enoch spoke forth the words of God, the people trembled and could not stand in his presence." End of quote. Likewise, in the book of Giants, we read that the leaders of the mighty warriors, quote, "bowed down and wept in front of Enoch." 1 Enoch describes a similar reaction after Enoch finished his preaching. Quote, "Then I," in other words Enoch, "went and spoke to all of them together. And they were all afraid and trembling, and fear seized them. And they asked that I write a memorandum of petition for them, that they might have forgiveness, and that I recite the memorandum of petition for them in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For they were no longer able to speak or lift their eyes to heaven out of shame for the deeds which they had sinned and for which they had been condemned. And they were sitting and weeping at Abel Maim, covering their faces." End of quote. Conceived in sin. Among the declarations that Joseph Smith's Enoch makes to his hearers from the Book of Remembrance is that their children are, quote, conceived in sin. Richard Draper, Kent Brown, and Michael Rhodes explain the appearance of this surprising phrase, seemingly inconsistent with the preceding verse, as follows. Quote, "This statement appears to be troublesome in light of an earlier passage declaring that, quote, children are whole from the foundation of the world. The act of conceiving between married parents is not itself sinful. Rather, it seems that because of the fall, children come into a world saturated with sin. There is no escape. Therefore, when they begin to grow up, sin conceiveth in their hearts." When verses 64 and 65 are put together, however, it becomes apparent that the tragic state of the children of Enoch's hearers is not due simply to their fallen nature, but rather to the depth of their parents' willfully chosen corruption. As Nibley expressed it, quote, "The wicked people of Enoch's day did indeed conceive their children in sin, since they were the illegitimate offspring of a totally amoral society." End of quote. The relevant passage in the Book of Giants reads, quote, "Let it be known to you that your activity and that of your wives, those giants and their sons, and the wives of them through your fornication on the earth." End of quote. In Al-Kasai's version of the Islamic tales of the prophets, we're given further detail on the people's wickedness. Quote, "When Enoch was 40 years old, God made him a messenger to the sons of Cain, who were giants on the earth, and so preoccupied with frivolity, singing and playing musical instruments, that none of them was on guard. They would gather about a woman and fornicate with her, and the devils would make their actions seem good to them. They fornicated with others, daughters and sisters, and mingled together." A note of hope. Despite the rampant immorality described among their societies, both the Qumran and the Book of Moses sermons of Enoch end on a note of hope, a feature unique to these two Enoch accounts. In the Book of Moses account, Enoch draws attention to God's invitation to repentance that he gave to Father Adam, quote, "If thou wilt turn unto me, and hearken unto my voice, and believe and repent of all thy transgressions, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and whatsoever ye ask, it shall be given you." End of quote. In the Book of Giants, Enoch also gives hope to the wicked through repentance. "Set loose what you hold captive and pray." Rees conjectures that another difficult to reconstruct phrase in the Book of Giants might also be understood as an allusion to a probationary period for the repentance of the Gibborim. The description of a period of repentance seems to echo a specific Jewish tradition that continues to modern times. In this regard, we notice Geo Weidengren's description of the Jewish tradition that on New Year's Day, the judgment is carried out when three kinds of tablets are presented, one for the righteous, one for sinners, and one for those occupying an intermediate position. Weidengren explains that, quote, "People of an intermediate position are granted 10 days of repentance between New Year's Day and Yom Kippurim." End of quote. Unfortunately, as we see later in the story, the initial sorrowing of the Gibborim brought about only short-lived repentance for some of them. However, Matthew Goff speculates, drawing on both the Qumran and Manichaean versions of the Book of Giants, that others may have repented more sincerely. He asks, quote, "Why would God give the Gibborim a vision about the flood in the first place? Why give them the opportunity to know about the flood before it happens? If God's plan is to kill them, why bother? The dreams disclosed to Oya and Haya may signify that God, by making clear to the Gibeonim what the punishment for their crimes would be, gives them the opportunity to repent. This may be a variation of this tradition often associated with the 120 years of Genesis 6:3. And even though there is no explicit evidence for this proposal in the Qumran Book of Giants, the Manichaean Book of Giants suggests that this narrative element could have been present in the Qumran text, and that the prayers of the Gibeonim is in striking contrast to those of the angels in the first scenic Book of Watchers, could have been successful. End of quote. The real hope of repentance preached by Enoch in the Book of Moses and in the Book of Giants is yet another resemblance between these two texts, a significant difference between their outlook and that of first Enoch.